Put new duds in your washing machine. Finest duds you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Duds brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Did you hear from your family today, Mater?
Telephone. Told me they're about settled in the new home.
I told Bill before I left the office that we'd very likely stop in this evening. Did you purchase a gift for them?
No.
Oh, yes, I think I remember. You said you preferred to wait until they were in their own home and then decide what they might be able to use. I don't think it's too late to pay them a visit.
I'm not going out this evening. If you care to go, it's all right with me.
You're still of the opinion, are you, that I shouldn't have made it possible for your brother to move to Beverly Hills?
I'm not thinking of Bill.
You don't have any other plans for the evening, do you?
No. I plan to take some time. Do a bit of thinking.
About what, may I ask?
I'm not so sure I'm ready to talk as yet.
You are angry about something. Perhaps you need a bit of diversion, my dear. A visit with your brother might do you good. I know how fond you are of him.
I'm not going with you, Ted.
Oh, in some other time, perhaps. I'll tell Bill in the morning that we had some unexpected guests.
You needn't bother to tell Bill anything.
Look, my dear, if you have something on your mind, why not get it off?
Yes, perhaps that would be best. Ted, what kind of a game are you playing?
Game?
Yes. What have you been drumming into Chucky's head? What have you said to him? What promise did he make to you? Oh, don't sit there as though you didn't know what I was talking about.
My dear woman, I haven't the slightest idea to what you're
referring to. What is it you said to Chucky that made him ask me if I were going away? To make him believe that I was leaving him?
I don't remember saying anything to him about
it. Ted, I've stood as much as I can from you. I don't know how much longer I can live under the same roof with you.
If that's the way you really feel, Meta, why don't you leave?
The situation between you, Ted, has taken an unlooked-for turn. You don't dare question your wife as to the conversation you know she must have had with Chucky sometime today. How much did Chucky tell his mother? That's what you're asking yourself. But then, what difference does it make? Meta has unwittingly given you a point of advantage, and you intend to press that advantage to the fullest. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
Look what Duds is doing now. Offering the sharpest bargain of the year. Steak knives.
Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
Four of these knives are actually worth $2. But Duds offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Duds box top. Yes, four steak knives for 50 cents. And a giant-size box top.
Or for only three knives and 50 cents and one regular-size Duds box top.
Either way, you want Duds for white, white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Duds for white, white washes without red hands. Duds does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So get Duds and send for your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor-sharp. These attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meats easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives, with lovely, simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-size box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular-size Duds box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
Offer good for limited time only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
After all, my dear, if you feel this house has become too small for both of us, if living here, as it were, has become so distasteful to you, there is no one stopping you from leaving, is there?
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Ted? You'd like that very much.
You're forgetting, aren't you, that it was you who said you didn't think you could stay under the same roof with me too much longer.
You think you're very clever, don't you? I believe I've known for some time you want to be rid of me. Oh, you tried to make me think you were so concerned some weeks back. Concerned about me. My physical, my mental well-being. You wanted me to see a doctor. You didn't think I was capable of looking after Chucky. I was over-emotional. I was apprehensive. I was afraid. That's what you tried to sell me. You were concerned about Chucky. That he might, as you put it, be sensitive to my so-called fears and apprehensions. You even went so far as to try to make me believe that I was responsible for whatever conflicts the child might have.
I believe that to be true.
But I didn't nibble at that bait, did I? I think you realize that I knew you were attempting to make me out a neurotic and irresponsible person, so you backtracked. For days, I haven't heard anything about my over-emotionalism, my effect on Chucky. You decided to use more insidious tactics.
Meta, please. If I've told you once, I've told you a dozen times that melodrama doesn't suit you. I merely made the statement that if you didn't like it here any longer, you could leave.
No, oh, no. I'm not leaving. Not alone. When and if I leave, Chucky goes with me.
That, my dear, is what you think. Why don't you sit down so that we can talk this over calmly as two mature individuals? I'll grant you that things haven't run too smoothly since we returned from England. I had hoped that we would make a better adjustment than we have.
If you really wanted our marriage to mean anything, you'd have put a great deal more effort into it. I've made all the effort, Ted. You haven't raised one finger to cooperate. You promised me, when Chucky and I were at the Beverly Hills Hotel, that if I came back here for Chucky's sake, you'd do everything possible so we might have at least a semblance of a family unit, a real home. We effected a so-called compromise. One that you never lived up to. You have had your own way about everything.
No, I don't think I have. I told you that you could have complete supervision of the boy, and you have had. It isn't my fault, Nita, that the boy hasn't... Well, I really don't like to say this, but I'm afraid I must. Chucky hasn't accepted you as you'd like him to.
You've done your best to see that he hasn't. And as far as I'm concerned, the time for pretense is over and done with.
You want a divorce?
Yes, I want a divorce. And I intend to have the custody of Chucky.
Don't you think the boy will have something to say about that?
No. No, he's too young to know what's happening to him. He can't know that being with you day after day is destroying something in him. You've crucified that child. He's helpless.
I don't think Chucky would agree with you.
And how can you be so sure?
I know my son. You don't.
Then you told him I was leaving.
Did I say that?
You didn't have to. It's all very clear now. You told Chucky you'd be able to take care of him. That you would always look after him. Oh, how stupid I've been. Before we were married, I can remember how you insisted Chucky be told when he was a baby I couldn't look after him.
The child had to be told.
And knowing you as I do now, I think that 4 years ago you were laying plans for something like this to happen. You and I both know the only reason you married me was because you wanted Chucky. But you were never content to share Chucky with me. No. No, you had to absorb him. Possess him, rule him.
Words, Meta.
They're facts. Facts that will stand in a courtroom. You think you've beaten me, don't you? Well, you haven't. Because I haven't even begun to fight.
Nor have I. And when the showdown comes, Meta, I'm sure that Chucky will be given permission to make his choice as to which of us he cares to be with.
You think it'll be easy as all that, do you? It won't be. I've already consulted a McKinney.
Now, that's interesting. May I have his name so that I might have my attorney talk with him?
At the moment, his name isn't important. Ted, I suggest that you pack a bag and leave.
I? Leave here? Oh, no, no, mate. I have no intention of leaving my home. This is my home, you know. If anyone is going to leave, I'm afraid it'll have to be you.
No, Ted. I'm not leaving. Not yet.
Just what do you intend to do?
I don't know. As yet.
Personally, I feel you're going to cause yourself a great deal of unnecessary trouble.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Believe me, my dear, you don't have a chance of getting the boy. Not a chance. Why don't we settle this amicably? Make some arrangement whereby you can see Chucky at times. Have him for a month, possibly, during his vacation.
We're not sending a radio program now. We're not signing up a piece of talent. You're talking to a woman who would rather see you dead before she'd entrust a small boy into your care. I'd kill you, Felicity. I'd kill you.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U.
White, white washes without red hands. Yes, white, white washes without red hands. That does a special present to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Change to Dove's next wash day. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh? Towels and linen so gleaming white, colors so bright. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove's because more goes into it. Only Dove's of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so beautifully white and clean while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything.
So for white, white washes without red hands.
Get Dove today. The Bill Bowers in their new home in Beverly Hills, waiting for two guests who do not arrive. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing.